It's time to continue our crop over conversations. And we had one half of the writing duo, the super duo of Water Street Boys last Thursday. Shane Jones was with us. And I asked the question, who will be Batman or who will be Robin? But I think we don't need to do that. But on the line, let's say good morning to Brother Ian Webster. How are you doing, sir?
Brother Ian Webster.
Brother Ian Webster.
Elder Kashi. It is wonderful to be here this morning. Let me say good morning to you and everybody listening. Certainly good morning to my friends Vicky, Nat, and Al on in the locked on up in the UK, as well as Tracy and Steve. So God say good afternoon to them, because it's probably afternoon over that side of the world.
Yes.
So yeah, greetings to everybody listening.
So how are things with you, man? I always got to ask this question because I know this is a time when you as an entertainer would normally be out and about, and everybody know you go everywhere. You go everywhere this time of year, especially.
All around, yeah.
So how are you coping?
I'm fine, man. I'm good. Once I can create and I can enjoy music in my space, I'm good, you know. Mm-hmm. I think I would have mentioned this before. Joined an interview earlier this year when we would have first had this situation. Mm-hmm. But I've been, and I was saying all the time, you know, when in a situation like this, I'm just going to continue to create. So, you know, once I have that outlet of expression and I can express myself creatively, I'm pretty okay, man. So it's not taking a toll on me in terms of, well, I'm worried about the lockdown and I can't necessarily make the income and these kinds of things, you know. I've been busy. I've been really, really, really busy teaching online, same way. I would have been at work, you know. Mm-hmm. And when I'm not doing that, then I'm creating, I'm coming up, trying to come up with different ideas and drafting proposals and doing different things.
Yeah, no, you mentioned the financial side of it. No, I mean, fortunately for you, you do have what your pure term, quote unquote, day job. Mm-hmm. So you're still, as you say, you're still teaching. And you actually touched on that there very briefly, how that's going for you. But how then, because, I mean, we do have a situation where the entertainers, they're mm-hmm. not getting that money from being out there. There have been some innovative ways of getting mm-hmm. out there in terms of the Zoom parties, the IG Live and such like that there. Mm-hmm. But do you see this here now as the chance for our entertainers to really push the online aspect of their business and in terms of trying to get
It's definitely an opportunity for that. But as I mentioned, yes, the last week, actually, I was having a conversation with Larry. Mm. And one of the things I mentioned to him, and I think people misunderstood me at that point in time, because I was talking about streaming platforms. Now, we can go and we can upload tunes to TuneCore and DistroKid and all these different digital distributors. But you see, in terms of actually monitoring the things and being able to access platforms like Spotify, now the music will go on to Spotify, but I... from this location cannot sign into Spotify and access Spotify as an artist.
Yes.
If you understand what I'm saying, if you've ever tried it.
Yeah, I know. Yeah,
but you can try it
other ways, yeah.
And then there's the Gmail situation. So obviously if you're doing things remotely and you have to send files, you know, audio files are pretty large and these kind of things, and you try to buy space in Gmail, you can't do that either, because the Google Pay situation is not accessible in Barbados.
Which is crazy. Crazy.
Have a situation, right, Kashi, where, okay, so men can access certain things, and then obviously men obviously not performing. You know what I mean? So you want to put you still want to put your music out there, but then you got these other little variables and challenges that, you know what I mean, you got to try to mitigate. So, yeah, it's fine and all well and good to try to do that. But, you know, that challenge, that Spotify situation and accessing certain platforms from Barbados is definitely something that I would hope that those in the administration, current administration, would take a look at and see how we can get that rectified as soon as possible.
You know, the Google Play situation really took me, because I was accustomed paying for a particular service, then to realize, well, I can't anymore. So only to check the list and realize that Barbados isn't on the list.
Yeah, exactly. That is where the problem is. Barbados is not on the list. And I know there's been a lot of talk about, you know what I mean, going digital and these kinds of things. But obviously, if we're going in that direction, we need to make certain things accessible and give our people the best opportunities to access, you know, the world.
Are these conversations ongoing, though? Because, I mean, I don't think as many people may be aware of this situation.
Well, I don't know if the conversations are ongoing, you know. I try to reach out to who I know, who I believe I could have a conversation with that may have a bit of influence in a particular sphere, and I try to do that as far as possible. But outside of that, I can't say that there's an ongoing conversation per se that I am aware of at a, let's say, at a cost gap level per se, you know. But yeah, we got to take a look at it, because we really need to give the artists in the country the best opportunities to be able to make some income, especially in a time like this.
Yeah, and you know, as you correctly say, especially in a time like this, and you know, you hear the term the new normal being floated around, and it, you know, it's not cliche anymore. It definitely is a new normal. It's what we are dealing with, and you must find ways to monetize different things that we do. So things before which we took for granted, where you know, or, yeah, I can just do a little live session here, but it's like everything you do now, you have to make sure that you can get some sort of money on it, of it. Because for those guys that depend on this, especially this time of year, you know, it's definitely them taking a hit. Now, how do you think this is going to shape or reshape the industry or the way that people put music out? Because you see, you know, this time of year is always, you know, let's go, 500, 600 songs out, let's do this here now.
Well, I'll tell you what. When you look at the music industry as it is in, on a global scale, right, there are not a lot of competitions. In Barbados, Cropover kind of is competition-driven. Everybody's looking forward to competition. And competition is fine. It's okay. It has its place, right? But when we're looking at music industry now, generally the way the music industry works is in terms of sales of the record. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
So it may be a chance for us to maybe look at how we do our marketing, a chance for us to look at how we can get our music to a larger audience. I know right now I've been following the progress of a lot of these dancehall artists. I think Star Point Productions or something like that. But I've been following these guys closely online. And you got Sadis and LRG and these guys doing some numbers on YouTube. Big, big, big numbers. Mm-hmm. You know, and that will, that seems to be working. So, I mean, there are these kinds of opportunities that you probably got to look at what's happening there, or maybe do some research, but and see now how we can transfer, because, you know what I mean, I'm a soca artist, calypso artist. These guys are doing that, so, which is obviously bigger and more popular on the world stage. Dancehall is really, really out there,
yes,
obviously, because of, you know, the Jamaicans. Calypso is out there, soca is out there too, but certainly not at the level that I would have traveled around and I've seen a number of places, and you know, wherever you go, you're going to hear reggae, and people know of Jamaica. Some people even still think that Barbados is a part of a parish in Jamaica or something like that.
Yeah,
these are the kinds of experiences that I would have had in Europe, you know what I'm saying? So we need to look at it. It's an opportunity really to revamp things and see how we can probably, rather than just release music for Cropover, maybe look at releasing music on a year-round basis, or put a plan in place, a marketing strategy to release an album at different times and these kinds of things. Because, like I said, if you look at the American music industry, it's driven more so by sales than anything else, not competitions and these kinds of things. So that is something that we really have the opportunity now to look at and see how best we can get our product to be in that kind of space, and to where we could present it to a larger audience and get people buying the music, because a lot of people don't buy soca music, you know what I'm saying? A lot of people, at least certainly not any numbers that they would buy other genres, I should say.
Yeah, you know, in having a conversation with Blood last week, and this is actually an ongoing conversation, where we speak about the online sales of music.
Right.
And the majority of the people that buy the music will be from outside of the region. And it's not necessarily that it's a huge number that the region can't produce. It's just that people outside of the region are more likely to purchase music than our own people. How do we go about changing that mindset where we let people know, hey, well, you know, just like how you bought records back in the day, I mean, and I guess the younger generation can't relate to that there. But
no. The challenge you may have with that is that the persons that would have bought records back in the day, in some instances, those persons may not necessarily be technologically savvy, mm-hmm. and may want to go on. Like, my father still talks about CDs, and he's telling me I should do a CD. Like, Dad, you know, nobody don't buy CDs. People go online and buy the MP3. You know what I'm saying? Mm. You know, he, for him,
yeah.
That's where he stopped CDs. So I can only imagine then how many other people are like that. And I'm not sure that, you know, because everything about the industry has changed, you know. I heard Bled's interview, you know, people would have bought an album back in the day, as you know. Now mm-hmm. people buy singles, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because, and people are on playlists and these kind of things, because I think psychologically people now are, they want to listen to more than one musical style, let's say if they're driving or whatever have you. So if you bought an album from an artist, you'll be listening to, let's say, maybe 9-10 tracks from that particular artist. But now, if you buy singles and you create your own playlist, you can go through a list of different songs, different artists and genres that you like. You know what I mean? So it's almost as, it's like customized almost for the customer, if you understand what I'm saying?
Mm.
Yeah, so the that has changed. So I really can't say that in my mind right now there is a fixed plan, or I can see how, you know, we can probably concoct something that would alter people's mindsets, because, I mean, it has already been altered, mm. you know? I know people have options and everybody is empowered and people are, you know, listening to what they like. And if they don't like, they buy one song from the album. If they don't like the other 9, they're not checking for it. They would just go get maybe somebody else that they like and do their own thing. That is where the marketplace is at right now. So I really don't know. It will take a lot of brainstorming, maybe some planning. Like
it's
said,
task.
The artists can put their heads together and see how we can come up with some ideas on how to make certain things happen with respect to making the situation more viable for ourselves. I think that would serve us well. But it has to be done collectively, because I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know. Individually, you know,
yeah, it's hard. One man can't do it, but it would take the entire team. But let me ask this here now.
Yeah.
We talk about the sales and getting the sales through the sales of your music online. And yeah. You mentioned, you know, that generation that may not be tech savvy, that may not be the ones to go online.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we have a situation where there's no competition. Yet you released what people would call the traditional social commentary song, you know, mm-hmm. which that particular demographic that you know, that tends to listen to it more
mm-hmm.
would not be downloading it. So why release that song?
Well, it is for I have placed it on iTunes and Apple Music for download. Mm-hmm. If those, because not all of everybody has different capabilities, if let's put it that way.
Mm-hmm.
There are some people who would not go and buy it online, and there are others who would just want to enjoy it.
Mm-hmm.
But at the end of the day, you have a fan base and I have a fan base.
Mm-hmm.
And it's important that I still put out something for the fans and the people that have been supporting me.
Mm-hmm.
I am sure that this is difficult for people. Different people are dealing with this corona thing differently, right? And the people that support me, I just released social commentary for them, because
nice.
I know there are people who come to the big show to see me, to support me. There are people who go to Picketty Crop Finals because they believe in my talent and my ability.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I figured last year I didn't do it. And I was obviously away from the country. So
yes.
I didn't release social commentary. I released music, but I really wasn't physically here. This year, obviously, because of the absence of last year, I felt that it was important to put something out there for the fans and the supporters, even though it may not result, let's say, in any income or anything like that.
Okay.
But, you know, ultimately, you still got to make sure that you take care of your fans and your fan base.
All right. You have that one, Dear Lord, and you also have Loving the Fet on the mm-hmm. funk bass rhythm. Are we expecting anything else from iWeb?
I am working on some things right now,
mm-hmm.
But I don't want to talk about them as yet. But I'm working on some different things. I have some ideas that I'm working on. I'll say big up to DJ Spider, because we've been talking a lot recently on WhatsApp.
You know when you hear Spider, you hear Bashment.
Nah, man, nah. You see, we had me and Spider had this conversation. You know, Spider said the same thing to me. As soon as he heard DJ Spider, he's been thinking Bashment. So he's trying to do something different now with his music. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I hear he has one that has Blood on it and some others as
Mars
well.
Mars and, and I think Sherman Manchester.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, I mean, he's doing some different things now musically, right? Because he doesn't want to get locked into that. Oh, he just played his Bashment, you know what I mean? You don't want to do that to yourself. Right. So he sent me some stuff, and I've been working on it, and he gave me a really, 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 really good idea. But it's just a matter of unpacking it and making sure it is done right.
Well, as we wrap things up, because I see my clock is fighting me. I don't know if it's an MMA fighter or something. But anything you want to leave with your listeners, with your fans, before we wrap it up?
Well, I'll tell you, the response to Dear Lord and to Love and Effect has been phenomenal, to be honest with you. And I just want to say thanks to everybody for loving the music, even though there's not a Cup Over Festival as we knew it happening in 2020. I am very happy with the way that my music has been received, and I just want to say thanks to those people who support iWeb. Again, my UK crew, Vicky, she's always there supporting. People like Moesha, always supporting. You know what I mean? They got people. I started to call names, right?
But because
I know somebody can place me when I'm done with this interview, right? So everybody that has been supporting Kim as well, you know, all the people that have been supporting iWeb, thank you so much. I appreciate you, and I will continue to release music as long as God gives me ideas, strength, health, you know what I mean? Water Street Boys, we will continue to do our thing as well. You know, we just want to continue to grow from strength to strength and improve our product, improve on our brand every single year. That's how we are working going forward, to be honest with you.
All right, well, iWeb, Webby, Ian Webster, well, thank you very much for spending some time. It is Cup Over Conversation, and I'm sure that we'll be seeing each other sometime in the near future.
Absolutely, man. You got some things that I want from you, though, Kashi. There's three things that I asked you for last week, don't you?
Yes.
Right.
I'll sort that out.
Cool. I appreciate you.
All right. So, Ian Webster, thank you very much for your time.